ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 11th chapter, text number 5. Yadi va pradhane shraddha saram va Shulaka hridi agre tishtata matram me na ched gramya sukhe spriha yadiva pradane shraddha saram va chulaka hridi अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा चुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा चुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठत्मात्रं मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा शुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा चुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा चुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा यदि वा प्रजने श्रद्धा सारं वा चुलका हृदि अग्रे तिष्ठता मात्रम् मे न चेद् ग्राम्य सुखे स्पृहा। Ladies, yadi, if, va, of you, pradhane, in battle, shraddha, faith, saram, patience, va, or, chulaka, O insignificant ones, hridi, in the core of the heart, agre, in front, tishtata, just stand, matram, for a moment, me, of me, na, not, chet, if, gramya sukhe, in sense gratification, spriha, desire. Translation. O insignificant demigods, if you truly have faith in your heroism, if you have patience in the cores of your hearts, and if you are not ambitious for sense gratification, please stand before me for a moment. Please repeat. O insignificant demigods, if you truly have faith in your heroism, if you have patience in the cores of your hearts, and if you are not ambitious for sense gratification, please stand before me for a moment. Purport. Rebuking the demigods, Ritrasura challenged, O demigods, if you are actually heroes, stand before me now and try to show your prowess. If you do not wish to fight, if you are afraid of losing your lives, I shall not kill you, for unlike you, I am not so evil-minded as to kill persons who are neither heroic nor willing to fight. If you have faith in your heroism, please stand before me. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So the demigods were terrified even by the sight of Ritrasura. And when Ritrasura swallowed all of their weapons as if they were most insignificant, they were very terrified and began to flee the battlefield. So Ritrasura is chastising them because it is the duty of a kshatriya to never turn his back on the enemy. This also Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, that if you desist from fighting, then people will deride you with very derogatory words. And for a famous heroic person like you, such infamy is worse than death. So here it is mentioned three things: Shraddha and here it says Saram, patience within the heart, and also Gramyasukhe Spriha, the desire for sense gratification or gramya sukha. So Ritrasura is saying, if you lack these three things, then okay, go, I will not kill you. One is Shraddha, faith in your ability as a fighter. If you don't feel yourself capable of fighting with me, so Shraddha is always important for the accomplishment of anything. Therefore it is said, Ado Shraddha. The beginning of devotional service is faith. Without faith, no one can execute any kind of activity. One must be confident that if I do this, I will come out successful. Just like if you board an airplane, you have faith, it will come to your destination and not crash. Without that faith, nobody would get on the plane. So, even if faith is not so strong, it is said here, if you have patience in the cores of your hearts, this means that sometimes in battle, one may have to fight a stronger party. So one's faith may not be so strong. One may doubt his ability. But if he has patience or determination not to deviate from the course of his duty, then he will go ahead. And lastly, it says, and if you are not ambitious for sense gratification. So in Bhagavad Gita also, it is explained in relation to devotional service or in relation to the execution of the yogic process, that vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushaka hyanantascha buddhiyo avyavasayinam. That those who are resolute in their determination to succeed in Krishna consciousness, their intelligence is one. They have only one thing in mind. But those who are irresolute, their intelligence is many-branched. So this was practically exhibited, first of all, by Srila Prabhupada. We clearly saw that he had a vyavasayatmika buddhi, ekeha. He had no other interest than to execute his mission of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, that for 12 years he was continually surrounded by his disciples. He had not even a minute's private time. And it was practically seen that his intelligence was ekeha, single intelligence, vyavasayatmika buddhi. He never turned on the television to watch some dance, India dance, or something like that. Didn't pick up the newspaper unless there was an article about Krishna consciousness or any such thing. Didn't engage in frivolous conversation with no relation to Krishna. So then it is also said in Bhagavad Gita that what is it that makes the determination irresolute, that bhogaishvarya prasaktanam toya parita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samado navidiyate? Those who are too attached to bhoga and aishvarya, material enjoyment and opulence, for them the resolute determination to advance in Krishna consciousness does not take place. So here Vritrasura is in a similar way telling the demigods, if you're interested in continuing your lives for the purpose of sense gratification, then I can understand you're not very eager to fight and lose your lives and give up the body which you can engage in sense gratification. Then go. So, therefore, the execution of pure devotional service is anya bilashita shunyam. Jnana karmajana avritam. Krishna consciousness is executed, pure devotional service is executed without any other desire, anya abhilasha shunya. Of course, now it is a very unfavorable time. We are living in a big city and we are surrounded by all kinds of advertisements for sense gratification. Just like yesterday, I was sitting in the Calcutta airport, waiting for the flight to come to Bombay. And there in the lounge, there was a television. It was just showing film scenes of boy and girl, boy and girl, boy and girl, boy and girl, love, love, nothing else, continuous. So it's a very unfavorable atmosphere. So therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has prescribed Yukta Vairagya. It is very difficult to actually detach oneself from the objects of the senses. And actually, this process is called the attempt to just detach oneself from external objects. This is called Falgu Vairagya. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandha vastuna mumukshubi parityago falgu vairagyam katyate. If someone thinks this is all maya, this is all maya, let me just give it up. This is, Rupa Goswami says, falgu vairagya. And Prabhupada explains, somewhere in India there is a Falgu River. There's a river bed, but there's no water. But if you put your hand down in the sand, you will feel water is there. So the idea is that those who artificially try to renounce, they may appear to distance themselves from the sense objects, but if you were to reach into their heart, you will find that the water of material desire is there. Then yukta vairagya anasaktasya vishayan yatardham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchate. That anasaktasya vishayan, without being personally attached to the objects of the senses, vishaya means objects of sense gratification, anasaktasya, without being personally attached, yatardham upayunjataha, but utilizing everything in a proper way. And what is that? Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. Seeing how everything can be, as Prabhupada would say, dovetailed in Krishna's service. Yukta Vairagya Uchate. So Srila Prabhupada explained that it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati who had widely propagated the Yukta Vairagya. He rode in cars and utilized every resource, engaged everything in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said that in previous times, even devotees and other saintly persons, they would say, a saintly person is forbidden to cross the ocean, or forbidden to ride in a car, or any such thing. But Bhaktisiddhanta, he showed that everything can be properly utilized in relation to Krishna, because it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, everything that exists is Krishna and Krishna's energies. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudhurlabha. After many births, when the Jnani, he understands that actually there is nothing outside of Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhurlabha. That Krishna says, after many, many births, when the Jnani becomes complete, Jnanavan, he surrenders unto me. Why? Because he knows Vasudeva Sarvamiti. But Samahatma Sudhurlabha, such a great soul is very rare. So I was requested, today is the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. He is also, of course, the best of Sudhurlabha Mahatmas. So I was requested to speak something about him. So today is the disappearance day. So I will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita in a story form. The disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, after taking sannyas, he went to live in Jagannath Puri. And then many associates came from all over to reside with him. Haridas Thakur also came to reside in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya gave him a room in a very secluded place because Haridas Thakur, even though he is Namacharya, still, because he had taken birth in a Mohammedan family, he felt himself the lowest among men. He was very afraid to even be touched by any of the servants of Lord Jagannath. So he could not go to the Jagannath temple. That was the social custom, still even today. But Jagannath Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit him every day. So, one day, Govinda went. Govinda is the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Govinda went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. However, upon his arrival, Govinda saw that Haridas Thakur was lying down on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Of course, Haridas Thakur, he was chanting throughout the entire day and night 3 lakhs of names. Govinda said, "Please rise and take your Mahaprasadam." Haridas Thakur said, "Today I shall observe fasting, for I have not yet finished my prescribed number of rounds. How then can I eat? On the other hand, you have brought me Mahaprasadam. How can I neglect it?" Sometimes devotees would ask Prabhupada, "I'm so busy, I have so many things to do, I cannot finish my rounds." Then what would Prabhupada say? "Then don't eat, don't sleep." After saying this, Haridas Thakur offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam and ate a little portion. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and inquired, "My dear Haridas, are you well?" Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances unto the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my prescribed number of rounds." The Lord said, "Now you have become very old. You may reduce the number of rounds you chant every day. You are already liberated, and thus there is no need for you to follow the regulative principles very strictly. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general, and you have done this sufficiently by preaching the glories of the holy name of the holy name in this world. Therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times that you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, kindly hear my real plea. I was born in a low family, and thus my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, and thus I am the lowest and most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, and yet you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have rescued me from a hellish condition of life and elevated me to the Vaikuntha platform." Just see the humility of Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya personally came to see him, but he was not strutting around, "I am a big devotee." He is feeling himself most abominable and fallen. "My dear Lord, you are the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus you act by your own free will, causing the whole world to move as you like. By your mercy, you have made me dance in various ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra and ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters." It was Advaita Acharya who previously honored Haridas Thakur by giving him the remnants of food from the Shraddha ceremony. "My dear Lord, I have had one desire for a very long time, because I think that quite soon you will bring to a close your pastimes within the material world. I wish that you do not show me the closing chapter of your pastimes. Therefore, before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to place your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And in this way I wish to give up my body. Let this low-born body fall down before you, for you can make possible this perfection of all my desires." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. However, you should know that whatever happiness is mine is simply due to your association. It is therefore not fitting for you to go away and thus leave me alone, leave me aside." While catching hold of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Haridas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy." "My Lord, there are millions of respectable devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are actually helpful in your pastimes. In comparison, if an insignificant insect like me dies, then what is the loss? My Lord, you are always affectionate toward your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. This is my expectation." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would return the following day after visiting Lord Jagannath. Since it was time to perform his noontime duties, the Lord got up. After embracing Haridas Thakur, he went to bathe in the sea. The next morning, after visiting the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hastily came to see Haridas Thakur, taking all his devotees with him. When the Lord arrived, Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances unto him, as well as unto all the Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My dear Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began a resounding Sankirtan performance in the courtyard, and Vakreshwara Pandit was appointed the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar, all the devotees surrounded Haridas Thakur while ecstatically chanting the holy name of the Lord. In front of all his leading associates, such as Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began describing the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur. And as he did so, it appeared as if he possessed five mouths. Indeed, the more the Lord described Haridas's attributes, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing about these transcendental qualities from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees present were highly astonished. With great reverence, they offered obeisances under the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and he fixed his eyes like bumblebees upon the lotus face of the Lord. He then took the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and placed them upon his heart, and made the dust from the feet of all the devotees the ornament of his head. Haridas Thakur began chanting, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya," again and again. And while drinking the sweetness of the Lord's moon-like face, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. It was while chanting the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya that Haridas Thakur gave up the air of life and left his material body. After witnessing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like that of the great mystic yogi, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. The devotees' chanting of the holy names Hari and Krishna was tumultuous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up Haridas Thakur's body and placed it upon his lap. Then while holding Haridas Thakur's body in his arms, the Lord began dancing in the courtyard with great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's overwhelming ecstasy, all the devotees completely lost themselves as they chanted and danced, being swept away by the waves of transcendental love. After the Lord had danced for some time, Swarup Damodar reminded him of the other rituals that needed to be performed for the body of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's body was then raised onto a carrier, which resembled an airplane, and carried in procession to the sea, accompanied by the Sankirtan of the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the carrier, and the other devotees chanted and danced behind. Upon reaching the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed Haridas Thakur's body and then declared, "From today onward, this sea has become a great place of pilgrimage." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and they smeared the remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood paste over his body. A hole was dug in the sand, and finally the body of Haridas Thakur was lowered into it, along with remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silk ropes, sandalwood paste, prasad, and cloth. As the devotees continued chanting and Vakreshwara Pandit danced in jubilation, these articles were placed upon Haridas Thakur's body. Then with his own transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered Haridas Thakur's body with sand while chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." After the body of Haridas Thakur was completely covered with sand, a platform was constructed. Then a fence was built around it for protection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees danced and chanted all around the platform, and because of their tumultuous roar, the entire universe became filled with the vibration. When the kirtan was finished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea along with the devotees, and while doing so, they all swam and played in great jubilation. Then, after circumambulating the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded toward the Singhadwara. Gradually, all the residents of Jagannath Puri joined in the procession, and the combined sound of the kirtan could be heard throughout the entire town. At the Singhadwara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to ask for prasadam from all the shopkeepers. The Lord told them, "I am begging prasadam so that a great festival can be held honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Please give me alms." All the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam and jubilantly delivered them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar stopped them, however, and so the shopkeepers returned to their stalls and sat down along with their baskets. Swarup Damodar then sent the Lord to his residence and kept with him four devotees and four servant carriers. He then told the shopkeepers, "Give me just four handfuls of prasadam from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, and after being packed, they were carried on the heads of the four servants to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Besides whatever Swarup Damodar brought, Baninath, Patanayaka, and Kashimishra sent large quantities of prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows while he personally began distributing the prasadam along with four other men. The Lord was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities, and so he put on each plate enough for at least five men. Swarup Damodar requested the Lord, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to assist me, I shall take charge of distributing the prasadam." So when the devotees finished eating, they washed their hands and mouths, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood paste. Being overwhelmed with ecstatic love, the Lord offered the following benediction, which the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Anyone who has seen the festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who offered sand onto the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who came to take prasadam will achieve the favor of Lord Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful potency just in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me Haridas Thakur's association, but now being independent in his desires, the Lord has broken that association. When Haridas Thakur desired to leave the material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur gave up his life and went away, exactly like Bhishma had previously done. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Thus, without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable ornament." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone, "Chant Jai Jai Haridas! Chant the holy name of the Lord Hari!" And while saying this, he personally began to dance. In response, all the devotees chanted, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." Finally, after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees. Then, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, he went to rest. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu commemorated it, one can understand just how affectionate the Lord is to his devotees. Haridas Thakur ki jai. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, It is stated that ata pumbir dvijasreshta varnashrama vibhagasa svanustitasya dharmasya sangsidhir haritoshanam. In whatever situation one may be within the varnas and the ashram, the perfection of his life is sangsidhi, the perfection is haritoshanam, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Krishna is pleased with you, then what other thing would you need? So just see how pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Haridas Thakur. Therefore, we should aspire to somehow or other make a little advancement in our Krishna consciousness, not to imitate Haridas Thakur, but to somehow become situated in pure devotional service. Are there any questions? All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.